This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Not many feelings that are out there in the world, you know? It's hard to describe it. Just being able to push somebody around and just put all your weight on top of them just to, like, impose your will on them.
Tevin is very, very intellectual.
In person, I don't think I've ever seen... Do you guys have a skyscraper here? I don't know.
Yeah, I've
never seen a skyscraper in person. I definitely want to go check it out.
Not that football players can't be intellectual, but he's not a big partier. He's low-key.
Tevin, you can tell what kind of individual he is, you know? The rookies put up the tree in a meeting room, you know? You should see what that tree looks like. You know, it's a beautiful tree.
Yeah, we got decorations on there with ornaments. Yeah, I got a whole bunch of ornaments on there.
If you just saw a mugshot of him, he looks like he's going to engineering class.
A lot of things is helping that is me doing Pilates now.
Tevin Jenkins. All right, so can we talk to you about your relationship with Mark Grody, our Bears beat reporter?
Mark.
Go.
All great things. He told me earlier, I'll say all great things.
He said to say great things. All right.
Do a Baconator, large strawberry lemonade, large fry. Get a 10-piece spicy nugget, and if I'm feeling it, maybe a frost.
Baked potato.
What we call skull sessions in the summer.
What sessions? I'm sorry.
Skull. Like skull, like that. That's what we call it. Yeah. And like skull. We call it skull.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. And I'm not familiar with it. Skull session? Is that like an acronym, or that's just what they call it?
Yes, yeah, we call it.
Okay. All right. Cool, man.
Might be an acronym, but I don't know.
Okay. All right, man.
He's had pretty much the same girlfriend for 3 or 4 years.
Yes, my fiance. My favorite thing for me to make for her, my ribs on a new Traeger.
Well, give your fiance a big hug and take good care of her. And I really appreciate your time, man. Thank you so much, man. Let's do it again soon, okay?
Yes, sir. I really appreciate you.
We have a little bit of breaking Bears news here. The Browns are signing Tevin Jenkins.
He's gone, and we couldn't do nothing about it.
The fact that Chris Tannehill was able to get the Goodfellas treatment together while running the board
outrageous
of our show is outrageous.
Absolutely outrageous.
That is well done.
I mean, because these free agent moves, they just happen all the time during these days. They dance above me as I sink. I see them through a crystal haze. And this one happened early in the show, and we knew we had to talk to this man.
Yeah, we had to get Mark Grody on the show. He is our Bears beat reporter. He's a good man and thorough, and he is here in the Score studio. So, Groats, your guy.
But listening to that great open and tribute to our guy, Tevin Jenkins, by Chris Tannehill, I just realized how much he has grown and what he has gotten out of Chicago. He didn't know what ornaments were before he was in Chicago. He didn't know what skyscrapers were before he was in Chicago. He didn't know who Mark Grody was before he was in Chicago. So I think that this man, although I hate to see him go from a personal standpoint, he has grown a lot under the collective watch of all of us.
So you think we've done our job? You think we've grown the man?
We have grown the man. It has happened. Mark Trestman, years later, the man has been grown, and he is Tevin Jenkins, and that's why we must send him off into bigger and better Cleveland.
You like Cleveland?
Oh, you like that?
You think it's cool?
Oh, you like that?
There's only one skyscraper in Cleveland.
Are you serious?
Yeah, there's just one.
Oh, what qualifies a building to be a skyscraper? Does anybody know?
We qualified it as above 80 stories.
Okay.
Well, that was our ranking, but Shane looked up the official.
Oh, it's 57?
At something like that. The official designation of a skyscraper might even be lower than that.
Holy cow, I used to live in a skyscraper then, in the previous building to now. But so
not,
that's pretty cool to think
not
about.
Not anymore. So Tevin's going to be a big fish in a little pond.
Yeah, I guess he is. I was thinking about Tevin, though. On the serious side of Jenkins, do you remember the hope that he represented? Because it was Justin Fields.
Yes.
Moving up to get Justin Fields that year. Maybe the most exciting draft ever for the Chicago Bears in terms of that moment of moving up to get Justin Fields. Because when they moved up to get Mitch Trubisky, people were like, huh, not real sure about this. We've already got the...
It's my year.
Yeah. Oh, man. Yeah. Not so much. But they draft Justin Fields, and then they go get the offensive left tackle in Tevin Jenkins, who could have been a first round pick. He fell to the Bears in the second round. So you come in with Justin Fields and Tevin Jenkins, and as good as things feel right now for the Bears, that felt pretty good too at the time, and it never worked.
No, you're absolutely right. Like, and that was a trade as well. That Bears pick came from Carolina in a deal, but I don't remember. Did they trade up for Tevin Jenkins?
Yeah, I think they did.
I think they jumped up.
Because he was, like, I have to go back.
He was thought to be a round one tackle talent.
Late first round, right, and then it wasn't shocking that he fell into the second round, and maybe that's where we should have had our antennas up. I'm not just saying about Tevin's career. I'm talking about the back issues that he had right away. And then, Speaks, you and I talked about this a lot. What was the phraseology that you and I used? What's the fatal flaw?
It was you.
It was me. Yeah,
you came up with it because it was an entire Bears camp where we knew they didn't like something about Tevin as a tackle.
Ryan Poles specifically was the one who, and the more I think about it, like, what was the fatal flaw? The fatal flaw was that he wasn't Braxton Jones. Ryan Poles that year, if you remember, because I remember it vividly, being inside the Walter Payton Center during an OTA, no uniforms, nothing, media's casual, we're looking out there, and all of a sudden, you see Braxton Jones starting at left tackle and Tevin Jenkins on the second line, and we're all like, whoa. And then early on, it's like, oh, let's not make too much of this. He became the starting left tackle, did Braxton Jones.
My guy and not my guy.
Yeah. So,
Braxton?
So is it a my guy and not my guy situation? But why wouldn't you move Tevin over or still think of him as a tackle? Was it because what does Braxton have that Tevin did not in Ryan Poles' mind?
Health,
and I think that some of the
how about Braxton's smart as hell.
Yeah,
and Braxton has
ridiculous length too.
A lot of length. So length and smarts. I could see because Tevin was clearly pissed by whatever was going on. Right,
he was. Yeah, I mean, if you remember, there were reports about him in that early training camp about
him walking away.
Him walking away. At a report. I think it was Peggy something from NFL. Something from the, it's amazing. Something from the NFL.
We both went for it right away. That's her legacy.
That's so good. I had to give credit where credit is due. I think that was where I heard that. That he wanted to be traded, but then everything became okay. And then he really became a good guard. And believe it or not, last year, I want to say, oh yeah, he did. He started 14 games last year, missed three. But the problem, a couple of things. Too many times where he went down in a game, and so he would miss. So that's not accounted for necessarily in the numbers that I'm bringing you. And unfortunately for Tevin Jenkins, the Bears just had to do something differently. they had to do something differently, and that's what they have done.
I don't have any problem with them moving on from Tevin.
Well, believe it or not, nice. I don't either. From a football standpoint, I don't either.
I am curious on what the numbers are on that, because I feel like maybe you might have been able to get a deal for a guy that's starting quality, but maybe Tevin was like, I just need to go someplace else.
That's what it sounded like on the last day of camp. Or last day of the season.
Bingo. He knew it.
He was ready, man. And think about it. If you've played for Ryan Poles for this long after everything that went down on that in that first camp, and you've built this rep as a guy who doesn't show up enough, doesn't play enough, they seem to be doubting your pain tolerance. F you, man. And Tevin, I hope Tevin proves everybody wrong.
Or they give you $20 million.
That helps. A lot.
Who
Nate Davis.
Oh, yeah. Well, that was a terrible choice.
Just going to play ping pong, man. Last words to me.
He's probably still playing.
Put a hand on my shoulder. Sorry, man. I can't talk. I got to go play ping pong.
You know, it's funny. For all the things that guys in the NFL do, and there's been a lot of guys that have done a lot of bad stuff, the one thing that is really hard for any player to overcome, they'll take you back if you broke the law. They'll take you back if you were, but if you don't play, it is hard for you to make your way back. Other players won't back you. Coaches look at that as the biggest sin. What do you mean? Because that thing that happened with him, where they were clearly like desperate for offensive line, and then he's a late scratch. Man, that's the type of thing that once it gets around the league,
dude, you're so right.
You're cooked.
He would have to, at this point, open his mouth, is what Nate Davis would have to do, and he'd have to be very clear and admit some things. If he truly wants back in, if he even cares. Does Nate Davis even care?
That's a great question.
But what he would have to do, guys, is he would have to say, yeah, I was a bum with the Bears. I was immature. I did some stupid things. I feel bad about it, but I really want to play, and I've made my money. I want to play. But does he? I doubt it.
Nate Davis and Patrick Williams. Kindred spirits.
Oh my God, I heard you guys talking to Cowley. Jarring to hear somebody finally say it. Yeah. Finally say it that they are out on him.
And he's basing it, he's adding the final piece of having seen him on the bench react in a certain way.
Right.
And after years of giving him a chance, it made all the sense in the world. Hey, for Ben's vision today, we did edge rushers. And we talked about a few different options there at the edge. And let me just ask you this basic question, because I thought it ended up interesting conversation within our segment. Mike Green, two times accused of sexual assault, once in high school, once seemingly at Virginia. And then he went to Marshall and absolutely dominated. He denied it vociferously, but kind of inelegantly, in fact, very inelegantly at the combine. Are the Bears in a better position to take a character chance than they were, say, a couple years ago with Jalen Carter? Obviously, very different situations.
Yes, I think the answer is absolutely yes. This is not a season where I would, man, this is really bold. This is not a season where I'm anticipating a 10-game losing streak for the Chicago Bears.
Let's write that down.
So, yeah, Riles, put it on tape.
I am not maybe a good 8-gamer. I can't promise you there won't be a 9-game losing streak, but there will not be a 10-game losing streak in the Bears' future. So, yes, they are more equipped than they were. And I have to imagine, too, that to some degree, although I think Ryan Poles' reasons for not drafting Jalen Carter felt pretty sound at the time, I think that this is a chance, would potentially be a chance for a make good, because he is a guy that can sack the quarterback 20 times in a year.
Somewhere Jerry Riles is like, what did I do? What the hell did I do?
Oh, come on!
Tell him to put it on tape.
I got a text, by the way, from Matt Fishman earlier in the show, because he got my, it's Bill, incidentally. I go by Bill, incidentally, from Bill Wade, former Bears Hall of Famer Bill Wade.
Old Bill Wade?
I believe Murph called him Billy, and he said, I go by Bill, incidentally.
Didn't he also call Walter Wally?
Yes, don't call me Wally. Yeah, Murph had a thing.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Don't call him Wally.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's what you gotta tell people.
And
sometimes
we can bring Riles and Murph together by Karch Kirily.
Oh.
right?
What?
What's the name of that show you do? Is that Generation Next?
Oh, ooh. That was their show. That was Fish and Riles.
Fish and Riles? I thought you were in that too.
No. It was Fish and Hood were
That's
Generation
what, and you guys
Next.
Were down the stretch?
Yeah, me and Jason Griffin were down the stretch. Damn right.
Where were you when you heard the big news, Wally? Don't call me Wally.
That's Walter Payton.
I love it because Walter Payton has the least imposing voice ever, but that's angry Walter Payton right there.
That was real angry Walter Payton.
And he likes to joke. He likes to joke. He's a big-time jokester.
Right.
He wasn't joking then.
No, I was like, okay, sorry, Walter. I'll never do it again. You're the greatest of all time.
All right, so you think yes in a better situation.
I do think that they're in a better situation for that. And you know what? I am still down for another guy who could potentially get to that double-digit number. Like, I'm kind of sold. Like, somebody told me on Odangbo, they were like, hey, because I've been not critical at all of Odangbo, but just asking questions because he doesn't have big sack numbers. Somebody told me, think Montez Sweat when you think Odangbo, which is great, but that's still not getting to the quarterback as much. That's making things happen, which Odangbo does. He gets to the quarterback by way of rushes and things like that, but he has not been knocking the quarterback down enough.
Maybe the idea is that if you have two Montezes, one of them's going to get to the quarterback.
Oh, God. Can you imagine the It's Montez segment if that
That's
is the Dio. Case?
That's two Montezes.
That's Dio.
That's Dio.
Poor Dio. Everybody's calling him Dio instead of Odangbo. I mean, like I say, like, nobody knows who Dio is. So I think that we all, as broadcasters, have to do a better job of giving him his Odangbo until he's somebody.
And Dio!
And then we can go Dio.
Dio! Pass rush, come, and you're going to get home.
No.
Bears oh, come on!
I agree, Tanny.
What the hell,
100%.
Man?
100%.
Do you guys know on the clock is tonight? Because I'm sure you don't.
I knew that.
I knew that.
Thank you. I'd asked you earlier this week, and you were like, yeah, it's coming back on Thursday night.
Oh, uh-huh. You did, actually, Lawrence.
Harry Belafonte coming up on the show?
A little bit of Harry Belafonte.
Probably not, considering.
No, but we will play Lollapalooza songs throughout the night.
You will?
Yeah, like I told Sean, I said, because I'm going to be on until 9 tonight, so I said, let's just do all Lollapalooza hits from this group this year.
Lineup came out?
Yeah, the lineup came out, so we're just going to play Korn all night. So, yeah, it'll be great.
Who else is on the show?
We will be having Bob Beeler. Old Bob Beeler is the play-by-play voice of Boise State. Ashton Gentry goes to Boise State.
Let's
so we
go.
Will talk to him about that player, other prospects in the conference as well.
And I thought there was one other guest. Did that not happen?
Oh, Matt Spiegel will
no.
be joining.
It's
not going to happen. Okay.
I can say I don't mind saying it here, unless you think that would be dumb for me to say. Yeah, I mean, I've reached out to him. It's not, nothing has been confirmed, but let's put him down as a maybe. So maybe okay. Tevin Jenkins. Right, I have reached out. We'll see.
And you two are going to be together tomorrow.
Yes, I'll be filling in for you.
Yes, because I am going to Rick Camp's wedding.
Oh, that is fantastic.
My guy Campy's getting married.
Rick Camp in studio.
Yeah, I didn't think I'd make
no,
the cut.
No, he's not going to
cool.
be in studio tomorrow. He's going to be up there sweating.
I personally,
that's what he's going to be doing.
I personally think you guys should have had the wedding at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village, which is where Circus Sports Illinois and 670 The Score invite you to. Kick off the start to March College Hoops with us tomorrow at Real Time Sports in Elk Grove Village.
Tomorrow!
Mark Grody, that guy, and me, Matt Spiegel, from 2 to 6 as we do the show live as the tournament action heats up. Enjoy every game, specials on buckets of Miller Lite and Coors Light, and more. We will toast to Rick Camp at some point.
You should. He's marrying a really wonderful young lady named Sam. She's awesome. And they are in so much love, man.
That's awesome.
Rick Camp, look at me right now. If you're listening, look at me. Congratulations, buddy. You're the best.
Congratulations.
He is the best.
Yes.
By the way, the show tomorrow is sponsored, not the wedding, but the show is sponsored by Circus Sports Illinois, sports betting the way it should be.
Tanny, how quickly into the reception is Campy going to turn the conversation from us being happy for him
to West Coast basketball?
Exactly. To some sort of Portland Trailblazers stat that he wants to share with us.
That sounds awful.
He's going to do it. We're going to be like, oh, Campy, we're so happy for you. We're so proud of you. Sam's great. And he's going to be like, guys, let's talk a little bit about what's going on with Golden State right now.
And for those who know, I've been told that it's possible that Modelo's will be making some sort of appearance as far as the motif tomorrow.
Over-unders on Kevin Durant references during the ceremony. 0.5.
Will there be a basketball-themed wedding? Is it like Zawoski when he had the Blackhawks theme? From what I understand.
John Tesh is going to be at the wedding. That's the big surprise.
Also, and every dish has...
One, two, three, four.
Every dish has peanut butter in it. Nothing but peanut butter.
Teshi doing his little thing.
Teshi.
I'm super excited. Yeah. Groats, thank you, sir.
Thank you, guys. Bye.
We got to go. We got to go.
Bye. That's fine.
We got to go. That's Mark Grody.
Okay.
He's coming up at 6 o'clock. When we come back, Tanny's got something for us next here on The Score.